Hi, everyone, and welcome to Funding Innovation with Net Capital. Today, we're speaking with Tom Smith, our head of business development, and he's answering questions from our issuers. Our first question is from an issuer who says he's getting a lot of industry press, which is great, but he wants to know how he can leverage that to market his offering.
First off, things like that, again, it goes back to eyeballs and people that are already interested in the industry and what as it pertains to your business. So typically the way, and you know, having done this for a number of years now, we've seen it done very effective on those industry based, whether it's magazines, articles, publications, and obviously explaining the company and saying, oh, by the way, we've opened up around for the community to invest, and now's your time, right? And then embedding that offering in any type of article that's syndicated. It's one of the biggest things that I think can really help a campaign. My second client at Net Capital, and this was going back to 2020, and they did not have a budget for marketing. And I hate to say it doesn't cost anything because everyone's time is worth money, but they were bullish on utilizing their time and getting their offering in as many different publications and getting on as many different podcasts. And anyone who would listen to their story, and they raised $1 million with us in just under 3 months. So things like that can really help leverage, and you think of it, right? Because there's early adopters, and hopefully there's friends, family, colleagues, folks that you know that want to support you. Then you have the side of people that are interested in the business, and then Net Capital's network, right? So as you start to gain that momentum, it's the flywheel effect. And then people start seeing that proof of concept, and you'll see the momentum pick up with folks investing and coming on board. So I exited my last business. I was an entrepreneur and founded and exited 3 businesses before I got to Net Capital. 2 were successful, 1 was not, which is how I heard about Net Capital. And when I think about it, and having fundraised now for going on 15 years in both the for-profit and nonprofit space, a lot of people don't know how to get involved in early stage financing. So there's a big educational component to this. And our goal is to be able to offer access to anyone and that early stage investment opportunity. And I just feel like the more you can syndicate an offering and educate people that you can invest, the more likely you are to be successful. And it just goes back to eyeballs.
Tom, I've worked with you all these years. I never knew that about you. I had no idea you had those exits. Thank you for sharing that. The same issuer has a follow-up question, which is that he's getting pushback from PR. They don't think that the equity crowdfunding is a compelling story. What's your take on that, Tom?
Yeah, and I think like, and again, this is just my personal opinion. When I think of our space, like crowdfunding can mean a number of different things. I remember when I first started, it was like, oh, you guys are similar to Kickstarter. It's like, we couldn't be more different. And like positioning it that this is a community round where any serious investor can't say no, right? Because the minimums are $100. And saying, we don't know if we're going to do this again. Like, this is our community round where we want as many people to participate. And then you add those extra layers to it. I've seen it go well in so many different ways when you can really find that niche with the marketing and getting people excited about what you're doing. And anytime you can do well by doing good, I think is an absolute home run.
Thanks, Tom. Our next question is from a woman who says she's a woman-owned business and she's having trouble finding a lead investor. And how important do you think it is to find a lead investor?
Yep. Great question. Yeah. So I think it's one of two ways that you can look at this, because obviously with the dollar amounts that go up, like bigger check writers are harder to find. If you can do that, always a benefit. I think the most common way is to say, okay, because look, when you allocate $1 million for fundraising, it can seem, oh my God, $1 million, it's a lot of money, right? But when you start to piece together, like, okay, in my network, what's the path to $100,000? The most common is to build up those maybe smaller check writers. And like what we're seeing with our industry is Companies that are using us are thriving in three different areas. What's always been the case, the non-accredited investor. In this fundraising climate, we hear this all the time. Oh my goodness, I'd love to invest in your business, but I can't hit your company minimum. Well, that's why I hired Net Capital, because typically you put it at 25,000 or maybe a little lower, but you're not going to scatter your cap table with, you know, $1,000 check writers. So non-accredited, accredited, that can't hit your company minimum, or really any non-strategic investor. You know, the way I look at Net Capital is if you go on your Fidelity account and buy Apple stock, that's what we're doing for your company. No board seat, no advisory role. Everyone's bundled together, one line on the cap table, right? You've heard it a million times. But I really think, like, focusing on it like that, we're like, all right, if this person were to write me a larger check and I do receive the funds, they believe in the business, they're going to get that equity component. And then if someone wants to do a side agreement, there's nothing that pertains you from doing that. But typically, it would just be that. Okay, I invested $50,000 at a dollar a share, I get 50,000 shares. But really focusing on it like that in this fundraising climate, I think is, at least where I sit, has been a common theme of folks that I'm talking to.
And Tom, we often get asked what kind of messaging is the most effective for outreach for your equity crowdfunding campaign.
So I always tell folks, we're not selling the product, we're selling the investment opportunity. There's a difference, right? And being an entrepreneur myself, like, we're so passionate about what we do, and I think it's purpose of the investing. And obviously, someone has to believe in the product, but like, people invest in people. Second is, okay, this is what we're doing, this is the problem, this is the solution in our industry. And then third is that market opportunity, right? The advantage here is for investors are going to be able to invest at an early stage with the hope that the company continues to grow. And there's a really nice return there. So, I just think that sometimes people, like, you're very much selling yourself, because like, do I like the person? Can I trust the person? Can I make money with the person? And that's why we highlight the team on our offering pages.
Thanks, Tom. Now, here's an interesting question from an issuer who's about to launch on Net Capital, and he wants to know if he should issue safe notes before his campaign.
Yeah, I think, again, it's not, I want to be vague here, but it's not a one size fits all. I think the best way that we've seen is, unless the money is imminent and like the business is in jeopardy of going out of business before the campaign launches, which our hope is that that's not the case, and it's typically not, is pushing everyone to build that momentum for when you launch your crowdfunding campaign, and being strategic about it, because we have coming on a 9-year body of work of what works for clients and what doesn't. And always the overarching theme is that momentum piece of clients that do well versus clients that maybe, you know, are a bit slower out of the gate. And so I think really focusing on that launch, unless there's an unusual circumstance, tends to be the best for the folks that do really well.
This next question has to do with whether we have any stats on the best minimum investment amount to ask for.
So typically, all of our minimums are $100 that someone can invest in our companies.
And then, as a follow-up, how much should you be asking your friends and family?
It's just taking the temperature on the folks you're reaching out to. Is it a five-figure group? Most likely, it's going to maybe be somewhere in the four figures, 2,500 or 5,000 or 1,000. And so some folks, it's like, hey, we want to get a couple hundred dollars from everyone. And I think a big component here, and when the SEC changed the rules, you know, it's really any form of payment. Wire money, you can do it from your Net Capital wallet, you can do debit or credit card. And people get their points.
Oh, I like that.
You know, again, it just reverts back to what I believe about Net Capital and our industry. It's any serious investor can't say no, because the minimum is $100. And if someone doesn't have $100 to invest, they either don't want to or they're just not the right person to be asking.
All right. Well, those are all the questions we have this week. Thank you so much, Tom. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time on Funding Innovation with Net Capital.